confess your sins to God and don't lie.
Once two men went up to the temple to pray. One of them appeared very pious, but the other seemed to be a wicked and despised thief. The religious man stood upright near the altar and proudly prayed before the people, "God, I thank you because you have blessed me and kept me away from evil. I am not like other men, unjust, adulterous, or even as this thief. I fast twice a week. I give you the tenth of all that I possess." But the other man, the thief, stood away in the corner. He was ashamed of himself. Convicted of his sins, he did not want to raise his eyes to heaven. He bowed his head and stammered, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus clearly showed that the man who was outwardly religious was actually a selfish hypocrite. His prayer was not heard. But the thief went home justified, with peace in his heart, because he had openly confessed his sins and repented in his heart. Dear listener, we advise you to uncover your sins before your Lord. If you think that you have not committed any sin, ask the Holy God with a humble, surrendered spirit, "God, please reveal to me every injustice and all my other sins. Let your light reveal the cruelty of my heart and show me the hate in my thoughts. Let me remember the bad words I have said and all the bad deeds I have done. Amen." Have the courage to ask God to lift the veil of your conscience. Let him break the mask covering the secrets of your soul. Then you will recognize the enormity of your sins. There is no human being who does not sin. Only God is infallible. Seek living knowledge from the merciful God. Realize the truth about yourself. Then God will teach you His Ten Commandments. They are the divine mirror for your sinful soul. Through the law of God, you will learn that you are not better than any other person. The Lord shows us through His commandments that we do not love Him with all our hearts, nor with all our soul, nor with all our mind. We have been running after money, marveling at our beauty, and worshiping different things rather than God. Have you not spoken God's name in vain many times, whether unconsciously and unintentionally, or cursed in His name without noticing it? Have you honored your parents with practical services, silent sacrifices of love, and continuous patience, as God has demanded from you? Our world is full of hatred. Everyone rejects the other. Hearts are full of revenge against difficult people. Murderous thoughts dwell in our veins. Sexual immorality is a sin which stains our soul deeply. How many people's consciences have been strangled through dirty thoughts, dreams, words, and acts? If we could only glimpse the sin committed in one night, in just one of our towns, we would be horrified and run away, shocked at the reality of adultery and shamelessness. Besides all this, we see the lying and cheating between individuals. Who can trust the other today? Betrayals poison our society. Know for certain that God hates every lie, slander, and contempt. He loves us and wants us to be honest and true. Christ said clearly, "Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin." Sin also creates in us a desire to become rich, proud, and strong. Hearts become hard as stones from greed and jealousy. But the outer faces look kind and pious. How often have we ignored an ill or weak person? Did you ever care for a refugee? And how often have we even been abhorred by the existence of poor and uneducated people? Mercy does not dwell in our heart. It is full of egoism and arrogance. Therefore, God inspired the Apostle Paul to describe the reality of our society. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away, they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Dear friend, can you still claim to be a good person? Or have you accepted the judgment of your conscience? Have you seen the great and deep gulf which divides us from the holy God? Have you realized the enormity of your sins and the ugliness of your trespasses? If you are honest with yourself, you will confess everything to God and cry out to him from the depth of your soul, "Be merciful to me, O God, because my sins are separating me from you. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done all my evil in your sight. I am guilty and unclean. I am an evil person. Accept my broken heart, and don't cast me away. Cleanse me and make me whole. Cover me with your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my heart's prayer. Amen."